Pour yourself a cold one.
Let's drink them, huh?
And listen to Russ Tucker and Philadelphia Eagles film junkie Fran Duffy break down the top college prospects on another tasty edition of The College Draft.
Yeah, it is Daddy Soda time as our Power 5 conference preview continues here on the College Draft podcast. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years, classic journeyman, got a bunch of different podcasts, media gigs, trying to avoid a real job as long as I possibly can. But he is really the star of the show. His name is Fran Duffy. Check him out on Twitter, at FDuffy3. He is the video scouting guru for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL, Twitter and Instagram. The channel, all of our shows, at RTF Podcast. If you're a Facebook person, it's facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL. Here we are, man. I mean, we are going to be in August before you know it. College football programs are starting to open up training camp and two-a-days. We're getting through all the media days across the country. And we decided, Fran, to change it up a little bit. We said we'd do Pac-12 this week, but for multiple reasons, especially since we're doing it together here in person, we thought, let's not bring a guest on. We'll do a guest next week. So we didn't want to bring a guest on. We want to just break down. And obviously, I have a lot more knowledge of the Big Ten, covering Penn State, watching a lot of Big Ten football. So we thought we'll do Big Ten this week and the Pac-12 next week. So you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. I'm excited. This is the first time we've done it in person. So this is going to be a really interesting experience for sure.
And I feel like I have one microphone that I'm passing back and forth between us. So I feel like I'm a reporter here. This is, if it doesn't sound awesome, remember, always blame Brian at RTF Podcast. He is the producer, engineer, whatever. So, all right. So we got the Big Ten, and we will start like we always do with the quarterbacks. It's Daddy Soda time.
Daddy Sodas.
All right, so starting with the quarterbacks, it's interesting, Frank, because we talked a little bit about this last week with Matt Miller from Bleacher Report, because I asked him about Trace McSorley because I was just curious. The guy has had two unbelievable seasons, but where is he as a prospect, I guess, is the question. You know, based on what you read, Fran, there's 3 or 4 Big Ten quarterbacks that are at least on the radar. Who is on your watch list heading into this season?
Yeah, honestly, we talked about this in the last couple of weeks about the different positions have a lot of upheaval, or not a lot of the conferences have a lot of upheaval at the quarterback position. Big 12, there's a lot of turnover. Pac-12, there's some turnover. SEC, there's some turnover. Big 10, a lot of those guys are coming back. So you see Clayton Thorson from Northwestern. He's probably the best prospect in terms of the senior class at the quarterback position. Trace McSorley right there as well. The big knock on McSorley right now is going to be his size. He's 6 foot. He's about 200 pounds soaking wet. So that's going to knock him a little bit. That being said, we just saw Baker Mayfield go number one overall. But underclassmen wise, I mean, this is a good group. I mean, Shea Patterson comes over to Michigan from Ole Miss. There's been all the talk about whether or not the NCAA is going to allow him to play this year or not. But Shea Patterson, a very talented passer. One guy I like a lot, just from the flashes I've seen. I haven't done a deep study on him yet, but Nate Stanley from Iowa has stood out to me every single time I've watched the Hawkeyes from last season. So he's a guy who's a pocket passer. He'll stare down the gun barrel and make a throw under duress. I don't think he's a supreme arm talent, but certainly a guy that has an NFL skill set. Alex Hornibrook has been up and down throughout the course of his career for Wisconsin, but late in the season last year, I thought he really came on. And then Brian Lewerke from Michigan State is going to make some headlines as well. So I think overall, when you look at the Big Ten, I think it's a pretty talented group of quarterbacks, and I would argue it's probably the best group of quarterbacks of any conference in college football. So I'm really excited to kind of see this group really develop this year. Like I said, just the two seniors really on my radar right now, Clayton Thorson and McSorley, and I don't think either is going to crack day two, but I think it's going to be an interesting group overall, top to bottom.
You know, Thorson, I just hope he stays healthy and can play all year and play at a high level. I have no doubt McSorley will. It'll be interesting to see where they end up slotting him. You know, I can see him, people looking at him more like JT Barrett, and he ends up being a guy that goes undrafted, and other people looking at him more like closer to Baker Mayfield. We'll see. I'll say this. Out of all these guys, I saw Lewerke have a couple of really good games. You know, he lit up Penn State, and that whole secondary is in the NFL right now. So that was pretty impressive. Speaking of Michigan State, let's get to running backs. There's a bunch of good running backs in the conference this year as well, Fran. Who have you already scouted?
So the guy that I've studied already is for Michigan State, and that's L.J. Scott. He's going to be a senior. He's a big kid. He's 6'5". He's under 230 pounds. He's got long arms. I mean, he's built like a bell cow running back in the NFL. I think the people that I've spoken to kind of regard him as a day two kind of prospect. I don't think he's going to be there in day one. I don't think he's going to be in that round one discussion. But I think when you look at him, you see a big kid with plus vision. He's got a good feel for both zone and gap running schemes. He's just not going to be known for his, you know, lateral quickness, his short area burst. He's put the ball on the ground a little bit more than I would like to see over the course of his career, though it has improved over the course of his time in Michigan State. I just love his physicality, his ability to bang between the tackles. And like I said, I like his vision a lot. So I think he's got starting, quote unquote, potential in the NFL. I think he could be a primary ball carrier for an NFL team. I just don't think you're going to see him go off the board in round one, because I think there's those limitations athletically that are going to bother some people in terms of the top 32 selections.
Who are the other running backs in the Big Ten on your watch list for this season?
So for the senior class, I look at Rodney Smith from Minnesota. I still have to do some work on, and then Karen Higdon from Michigan as well. Underclassmen, it's a good group. I mean, Chris Evans from Michigan is certainly a name to keep an eye on. Mike Weber from Ohio State really is going to get another shot at the workload there, along with true sophomore J.K. Dobbins. Not draft eligible yet, but Dobbins certainly a name to watch. But the best player is going to be Jonathan Taylor from Wisconsin. We're going to talk a little bit about his supporting cast, but I would expect Jonathan Taylor, the true sophomore from New Jersey, is probably going to be in the Heisman discussion at the end of this season. A very, very talented player, outstanding athlete, a big kid. I'm excited to watch him this year.
First of all, we'll get into the offensive line, and I'm going to ask you how you separate the O-line from Jonathan Taylor. But I'll also add one more name to your watch list, Miles Sanders at Penn State. He's going to be a true junior, obviously overshadowed his first 2 years because of Saquon Barkley, but he was a five-star recruit. He was the number one ranked running back in the country a few years ago. I think he's going to have a big year. Now, the issue is he's not Saquon Barkley, and nobody ever probably will be again, but he's pretty good. He's pretty versatile. I think he's going to end up having a nice year. Let's get to wide receiver, and there's at least one guy at receiver that I think people thought was going to turn pro, and he didn't, and that's Paris Campbell at Ohio State.
Yeah, Paris Campbell is interesting, and I watched him going into last year because, like you said, I think some people thought there was a chance he could declare early. He's going to be a redshirt senior this year. He's 6'5". He's over 200 pounds. He's got pretty long arms. He's got fairly good size. When I watch him on film, I see a player that I think will really transition well as kind of a deep threat on the outside or the inside, similar to a role like what Taylor Gabriel has brought to the various teams that he's played for over the course of his career. He's got better size than Taylor Gabriel, but you know, Paris Campbell's got 4.3 speed. He can stretch the field. He offers value as a kick returner. I'd like to see him get a little bit better as a route runner. I'd like to see him get a little bit better off press coverage. There are flashes there. I would just like to see him get a little bit better. He was a do-everything guy in high school, running back, wide receiver, DB, great track athlete, same high school as LeBron James in Akron, Ohio. So, you know, this is a kid that I think comes from a really athletic background, and he's just got to put it all together as a wide receiver, but a very talented player that I'm excited to see in just one more year of development. His wide receivers coach, Zach Smith, was just let go by Ohio State earlier this week, so he'll be have to adjust to a new position coach as well, really on the fly here late this summer.
Who else is on the radar and on your watch list heading into the season?
Yeah, there's a couple of Ohio State kids as well. Terry McLaurin from Ohio State is a senior I'm going to be watching. They also have K.J. Hill, who's an underclassman that's on my watch list. But as far as other schools, Felton Davis III from Michigan State's a big kid that I know a lot of people are pretty high on. I'm excited to really dig into his film. Stanley Morgan from Nebraska had a couple of really good games last year, so I'm excited to put the tape in on him. And then DeAndre Tompkins from Penn State. I don't know how much you've been able to kind of appreciate what he's done over the course of his career, but he's on my watch list as well for the senior class. And then just for underclassmen, staying with Penn State, Jawan Johnson is a name that I know that I'm going to be watching very soon. Quintez Cephas from Wisconsin, J.D. Spielman from Nebraska, and Tyler Johnson from Minnesota.
Juwan Johnson is a monster for Penn State. I think he'll have a big year. Tompkins reminds me a little bit of Deshaun Hamilton, so it'll be interesting to watch and see, you know, how that plays out at Penn State. How, let's get to tight end, because, you know, I know the Penn State guys better than the rest of the Big Ten guys, but people really, really talk highly around the conference about Noah Fant from Iowa.
And we've seen so many tight ends, Ross, over the last few years, like C.J. Fedorowicz, Henry Krieger Coble, there's the George Kittle, right? We've seen these guys come out of Iowa. We know, we kind of know a picture in our mind of what an Iowa tight end, quote-unquote, looks like. Noah Fant is not any of those guys. Now, what's going to knock him a little bit is that he's really kind of been a part-time player for them. He really only started a handful of games last year. He's not built to be a point-of-attack blocker, and that's how Kirk Ferentz wants those guys to be able to play and function in that offense. That being said, I watch him, and I think there are a lot of similarities to the kid from Ole Miss that just went to the New York Giants in the first round 2 years ago. I think when you look at Evan Engram, I think that Noah Fant has some similarities there. I think they're similar size. Athletically, he's maybe not quite where Evan Engram was, but this kid can stretch the field. He can run away from people in the open field. I'm a big fan of what he can do from a physical standpoint. His quickness in and out of breaks is really, really impressive. His flashes as a route runner are as good as any receiver or tight end I've studied so far this year. I'm really, really excited about what his upside could be. That being said, I mentioned he's not a great blocker, and there are times he does this little thing, Ross, where, and you see this with pass catchers that aren't supremely confident in their hands, he likes to jump right before the ball gets there. And that'll affect you. Number one, it kind of takes your focus off the ball a little bit. And then two, it limits what you can do after the catch, because you have to come down, secure the catch, and now you're worried about trying to make somebody miss or try and catch the ball in stride and keep going. He's got to kind of change gears a little bit because he leaves the ground to go get the football when he doesn't need to. So, you know, Noah Fant, I think, is really, really intriguing. His athleticism, his speed, his flashes as a route runner, he can be a game-breaking type weapon at the tight end position. I just want to see him get a little bit better in certain areas. I think he's serviceable as a blocker. He's never going to be a dominant guy at the point of attack, but I think he does just enough there to warrant being a three-down player. He's going to be one of the most fun players to watch in this conference.
Any other guys you're watching at tight end position?
Yeah, there's a couple seniors, Matt Sokol from Michigan State, Cole Herdman from Purdue, and then another kid that actually stood out to me while watching Noah Fant was another tight end. I think he's going to be a true junior this year, TJ Hockenson, and he's more of like that prototype Hawkeye tight end. He really stood out to me in terms of the run game and his physicality at the point of attack. So TJ Hockenson is going to be a junior that I'm excited to watch as well.
All right, let's get to the only position group that really matters. We all know that. It's the offensive line. You had me watch three guys from Wisconsin. I love them all. We can talk about it. It's unbelievable. Fran, it's like they have these guys come out of a factory or out of a computer. They're all 6'6", like 320, and look exactly the same. Who's the guy that you like the most, or at least studied the most to this point?
The guy I've studied the most is Michael Dieter, he's been a 3-year starter for them. He got reps as a junior, or I should say as a sophomore, at center and left guard. And then this year, I believe he was at left tackle for them. So you look at Michael Dieter, he's 6'5", he's over 320 pounds. He's got gigantic hands, and his length probably speaks more to him being a guard at the next level as opposed to a tackle. But this is a really loose athlete. He's quick off the ball. I think he's got the ability to get out in space, and he's got the feet to be able to mirror with athletic interior pass rushers. He's tough as nails. He's smart. I like the position versatility as well. He's stronger than he is powerful. I don't know if you saw him driving people backwards as much as, you know, that I would have liked to see, but I think that this kid's got the ability to be a really good guard at the next level. Not a serviceable tackle, but I really would like his ability to transition inside. But Michael Dieter, to me, is the guy I studied most for the Badgers. I think he's a really good player.
He was probably the best of the three that I looked at. I love them all. I feel like Dieter, I would probably give him a shot at tackle. I thought he was balanced enough and athletic enough that he should get a shot, but I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up becoming a Zach Martin or a Betonio or one of those guys that they bumped inside. I watched the Big Ten championship game against Nick Bosa, And I thought Dieter was really impressive. Good with his hands, good balance. And I thought he was the best athlete of the three. There's also Bo Benchazel. I don't know how to say his last name. There's also David Edwards. I do know how to say that kid's name, David Edwards. They're both good. Benchazel is just a total badass. I love Benchazel. Like, Benchazel plays how I like to think I played. He is out there just trying to do dudes. I mean, just trying to light them up. Edwards is kind of your classic right tackle. I don't know if, I mean, he's a decent athlete. I don't know if he'll be athletic enough to play tackle at the next level or not. He's kind of your a little bit stiffer right tackle type of guy. Like, I can picture Dieter getting a shot at left tackle. Edwards is either right tackle, I think, or they move him inside. Who else is on your watch list for this year?
I would look at number one, Ohio State. You know, Isaiah Prince, who's struggled earlier in his career. He was a five-star recruit out of Maryland, and he struggled early on, but I think he's starting to come into his own. I know the staff there is really high on him moving forward. So you look at Isaiah Prince. Michael Jordan is an underclassman there with the Buckeyes as well. I would keep an eye on. Indiana has a couple of kids. Wes Martin, in particular, is a player I would watch there for the Hoosiers. Derwin Gray from Maryland. Tariq Cole is a big kid from this kid. I mean, he looks like he's probably in the 340-pound range, and he just tries to murder people off the ball. He's the left tackle there for the Scarlet Knights. I would watch Tariq Cole. Ryan Bates from Penn State, a player I know that you've watched as well. I'd like to get your thoughts on what you know about Ryan Bates. And then Ben Bredson from Michigan is an underclassman I know that had a successful year last season.
So as for Bates, he's really versatile. I wouldn't even be surprised. Early in his career, they had him working at center, and I wouldn't be surprised if he moved to center in the NFL. I think he's going to play left tackle for Penn State again this year. He's a good athlete. He's a technician. I don't think he's quite got the length or athleticism to be the left tackle that you want. He, to me, reminds me of he's an athletic guard, maybe even a center, and I picture him moving inside and being a swing guy that might be able to start at center or guard. Let's get to the D-line, and I guess it feels like for the second year in a row, we are talking about some dudes from Ohio State.
Yeah, the guy, in terms of interior defensive lineman, the guy that I love the most from the Big Ten has got to be Draymond Jones from Ohio State. And I watched him last summer, watched him again this summer. This kid is really, really talented. 6'3", 295 pounds. The moment I started watching him last year, the guy that stood out that he reminded me most of was Sheldon Richardson, the former first-round pick for the New York Jets out of Missouri. Really, really active. I love his motor. He's got a quick first step. He plays with supreme effort and competitiveness. I love his quickness. He's got the ability to be a one-gap penetrator. But I think he uses his hands well enough that he can also hold the point of attack and defend the run at a pretty high level as well. I'd like to see him continue to add on weight, get a little bit stronger so he can drop that anchor, hold up a little bit better against double teams. I don't think he's all the way there yet in terms of his pass rush plan either. So just being able to string multiple moves together, be able to counter once he's initially blocked as a pass rusher. He's a young kid still, so was thrown into the fire early. I'm really excited to really see. I mean, he's only going to be a redshirt junior this year, so I've been watching him since his freshman year. I think he's got Pro Bowl talent. I love Draymond Jones. I'm really excited about what he can be. He was banged up last year. I know he didn't have the year that he was kind of hoping for. Was third team all conference still. I expect this kid to have a really monster year this year.
Who are the other inside guys in the Big Ten that you've got on your watch list?
I guess you start with his teammate, Robert Landers, who has also been kind of banged up, and he's going to get more reps just because of the amount of players they lost on that Ohio State defensive line last year. Remember all the rotation that we saw from that Buckeye group, and they like to slide those defensive ends inside, so Landers was the guy that came off the field a lot. So I would say Robert Landers for sure. From Wisconsin, they've got that big nose tackle, Olive Segapalu from Wisconsin. Keep an eye on him in the interior of that Badgers defensive line. Cedric Lattimore from Iowa is an underclassman that I've heard nothing but really good things about, so I'm excited to dig into him. Raekwon Williams from Michigan State is another big body that can play on the outside or on the inside that I'm excited to watch more of. Carlos Davis from Nebraska, a really disruptive player. The production has been there throughout the course of his career. I'm excited to watch him this year. And then Lorenzo Neal, the son of the former All-Pro fullback, is at Purdue. He's a big nose tackle. He's athletic. I'm excited to watch him because from what I've heard, he's been really active and really disruptive up front for the Boilermakers.
Wow, that makes me feel old. Okay, let's keep it moving, and let's get to the edge players. And there's a bunch of good ones at Ohio State and Michigan.
Yeah, Nick Bosa is really, really talented. And I'm not – look, we talked about Joey Bosa when he was coming out. When I watched Joey Bosa his true sophomore year, I would say he was probably a little bit further along than where Nick is now. At that time, I viewed Joey Bosa surefire top five pick. I would say Nick Bosa right now to me looks like – top 15, top 20 pick. So we're kind of splitting hairs here. But Nick Bosa is 6'4". He's over 260 pounds. He's athletic. He really knows how to use his hands well at a really high level, especially for such a young player. So the way that he's able to put things together, I think, is really impressive for such a young kid. Again, just a true sophomore last year. He was the Big Ten defensive lineman of the year last year, first team all-conference, led the team in sacks, one of the best defensive lines in the country, led them in TFLs as well. Again, uses his hands very well. He's got a good idea of how to attack offensive linemen. What I'm most interested to see with Nick Bosa this year, number one, can he get a little bit better against the run? There were times where they were just kind of turning him loose in pass-only situations, and you'd see guys like Sam Hubbard and Jalen Holmes and Tyquan Lewis and those guys in there on early downs. I want to see Nick Bosa be that full-time player this year off the edge for Ohio State and really show himself as a run defender. If he can prove himself there, I think that's going to do wonders for him and kind of how teams view him. Again, I think he's still going to be a surefire first-round pick if he were to declare. We're talking about, is he going to boost himself up into that top five range, at least in my eyes. Really, really talented player. And then their arch rival, Michigan, they've got a couple guys that are certainly worth talking about. The big name is Rashawn Gary, same class as Nick Bosa. He's going to be a true junior, different body type, 6'5", 287 pounds. From what I've heard, he's dropped a little bit of weight there, but a freak athlete in terms of his test scores. I would say that athleticism does show up on film. You do see that quick first step. You see that ability to turn. You see his quickness and his speed in the open field. That being said, he's still really coming along as a pass rusher. He does not time his moves very well. His hand use in terms of trying to attack offensive linemen, not where you want to see for a guy that's going to be a future first-round pick. So he's really got to develop there. I would say the motor has been up and down. From a physical standpoint, you look at him and say, he could be Jadeveon Clowney. He could be Michael Bennett. I mean, he could be any of those guys. I think that really in an ideal world, you're looking at Rashawn Gary as a guy that can play outside on early downs and then potentially slide inside and attack inside on passing downs. I think that could be a really good situation for him, not just this year for the Wolverines, but moving forward into the NFL. He's just got to come along in terms of his hand use, and I just want to see more consistent motor. You know, we saw guys that played for that Michigan defensive line. Number one, they're good with their hands. Number two, the motor is nonstop. That wasn't the case with Rashawn Gary, so that's a little bit of a red flag. And again, when you look at other guys that come from that program, I look at right now his teammate on the other side, Chase Winovich. That kid is all motor, and he uses his hands very well. He's just not as gifted as Rashawn Gary. So one is a better player, one's a better prospect. Chase Winovich is a try-hard guy. I don't know that he's got true starting upside at the next level. I think you're more looking at a future backup off the edge, but a guy that I think uses his hands well, gives good effort against the run. He can make plays outside the numbers as well, and he knows what he's doing as a pass rusher. So, you know, Chase Winovich, 6'3", he's 255 pounds. Again, I think that he's probably not going to be a starter, an effective starter at the next level, but it's interesting kind of juxtaposing he and Gary on the same defensive line.
Who are the other edge guys that are on your watch list?
Yeah, Maryland's got the senior, Jesse Anabonham, who missed last year. I think he got hurt in the first or second game, so they gave him an extra year of eligibility. He's back. And then underclassmen-wise, you've got Anthony Nelson from Iowa, Sharif Miller from Penn State. I don't know if you've got any insight on Sharif Miller. I haven't studied him at all. And then Kenny Willicks from Michigan State as well.
Penn State has a good group of edge guys. I will say this about Anabonham. He played in the U.S. Army Bowl 4 years ago, and he was an impressive specimen in the Army Bowl. Maryland gets a guy in the Army Bowl, that kid's usually pretty darn good. As for Sharif Miller, I think he's going to have a big year. I think he's going to have a big year. I think he's probably going to leave school after this year. He's from Philly. He looks prime ready. They actually have a bunch of good DNs. Shaka Tony, Shane Simmons, Ryan Buchholz. I mean, they're going to roll them through. That doesn't even include true freshman Micah Parsons, who was considered the best defensive player in high school football last year at a Harrisburg High. So Penn State will roll the DNs through. I don't know that Sharif Miller is at the Bosa Gary, but he's definitely a draftable player. Let's get to the linebackers, where TJ Edwards, I feel like I've been hearing his name at Wisconsin for a long time.
Yeah, because he started since day one, since arriving on campus. And to me, I'm a big fan of this kid. The question's going to be his athleticism. If he goes to the combine and stinks it up, we're talking he's probably going to end up, you know, late day two, early day three. I talked with some people that think he's there now. I personally watched him and I thought, this kid looks like a top 50, top 60 pick. I mean, he's really, really instinctive. He's good at the point of attack. His instincts, not just against the run, but in coverage, I think are top-notch. He's 6 foot. He's under 250 pounds. He's like 245, 247 pounds. So this is a big kid, former high school quarterback, really good feel for pass concepts and zone coverage. I'm a big, big fan of what this kid can do. I'm really excited to watch him in his senior season. It's a good Wisconsin defense again. He comes from a pro-style scheme. Jim Leonard is the defensive coordinator there. It's a pro-style 3-4. He's asked to do a lot of things there in Wisconsin that he's going to be asked to do in the NFL. Again, the question is just going to be his athletic ability. I think it's good enough, just good enough, to be a three-down player at the next level. Some people may disagree, and he's going to get knocked for it. I am in the camp where I think he can be a three-down player.
Who are the other linebackers around the Big Ten that you at least have on your watch list?
Yeah, I think you look at his teammate Ryan Connolly is a senior. He's going to get really his first shot at extended action this year. Northwestern's got a duo of people, of guys that I think a lot of people are excited about. Patty Fisher is an underclassman. Then Nathan Hall, who's a senior. Koa Farmer from Penn State is a name that a lot of people are high on from the senior class. Dante Booker from Ohio State as well. And then the other guy that every time I put on Michigan, and Michigan's defense is going to be better this year, and it was a young group, a lot of turnover going into 2017. Devin Bush, every time I watch Michigan, this kid's flying all over the place. He's a little bit of an undersized linebacker, but this kid was flying around. So excited to watch him this year, too.
Devin Bush is a guy people are high on. Farmer, you know, was the kick returner for a while. So he's got really good athleticism. We'll see if he's able to put it all together. Let's get to the cornerback list. Do you have a guy that stands out to you yet, or is it just the watch list at this point?
So I haven't done any work on except for a couple underclassmen corners. Damon Arnett from Ohio State and Kendall Sheffield from Ohio State. They're both going to be underclassmen. I watched them last year while studying Denzel Ward. So I've got notes on those two guys. But in terms of the senior class, haven't watched this Rutgers duo yet, but I've heard good things about Blezwan Austin, who had an injury last year, and then Isaiah Wharton as well. Northwestern's got Montre Hardage. And then Penn State, heard some good things about this kid. You mentioned that whole Penn State secondary from last year is in the NFL. Amane Oruwariye is from Penn State.
That I try to do it every week, and you just did it better than I did. Amane Oruwariye. I can't do it. I gave up a long time. I call him Amane O, but he's got nice size. He had a really good year for them, and I've heard, you know, people have him as a day two guy right now.
Yeah, I've kind of heard the same thing. So I know he's a big kid. I'm excited to kind of dig into his film. And then the only other player I've got on my watch list, underclassman, Lavert Hill from Michigan.
Lavert Hill's a guy that originally committed to Penn State and then decommitted and went to Michigan. I mean, the Arnett kid, I've heard of his name, which means he's probably a first-round pick corner for Ohio State. I mean, anytime I've heard of an Ohio State corner, the guy ends up going in the first round.
Well, that's what it's been over the last few years. And so I'm watching Denzel Ward last year, and I'm like, all right, well, I might as well watch these other five-star recruits that they've got at the cornerback spot just to get ahead a year. And, you know, Damon Arnett, he's 6 foot. He's 195 pounds. I thought he was really physical, really competitive on the perimeter. He's instinctive. The question I had, and again, I watched one game. So, and which game was it? I'm going to just look at my notes real quick. It was the Indiana game. So it was relatively early in the year. I had a little bit of a question in terms of his athletic upside, and I thought his ball skills were just okay. Again, one game, so I need to watch a whole lot more. A four-star recruit came from St. Thomas Aquinas High School down in Florida. So, you know, this is a kid that actually, it's funny. I talked with DJ Moore last year, the receiver from Maryland, who we both liked. DJ Moore said that Damon Arnett was the toughest corner he faced in 2017. So we'll see.
Wow, that's always an interesting nugget. I love that. I love asking guys the best guy they went against. Because, like, if you ask me, I would say Richard Seymour. And he probably won't get into the Hall of Fame, but that guy was unblockable. He was unreal. Let's get to the safety position. Is there a guy there that you like?
Yeah, so the one name I've watched from the Big Ten, I think overall, Ross, this is a pretty deep group of senior safeties. So there's going to be a lot of guys that we're going to be talking about over the course of the season. But Dakota Dixon from Wisconsin was a guy I was really excited to dig into because people I've talked to said that he was pretty talented. He was first-team all-conference last year. He was just in Bruce Feldman's freak list over the course of this past week from The Athletic. He's undersized. He's 5'10". He's a shade over 200 pounds. You could see he's got just really short arms. Does not look the part for an NFL safety. One thing I like about him, number one, he can finish the catch point. He was productive on the ball. He's very competitive, very aggressive. He's always chasing the action, not afraid to stick his face into the fan and really kind of get his nose dirty there in the run game. I just wonder where he's going to stand out. You know, I didn't think he was a true thumper. His athletic upside, I thought, was a little bit questionable. His instincts, I'd like to see him get a little bit better. I didn't think he was a true ball hawk. So I want to see where he's going to hang his hat on if he's going to be a starter at the next level. I'm not sure where that is yet. I do think that he can fill a role in the back end of a depth chart as a backup, though. So it'll be interesting to see. He's got another year to develop. Interesting to see what he can prove this year. But in terms of other names to watch at the safety spot in the Big Ten, Brandon Snyder from Iowa is a guy that's on my radar. Jonathan Crawford from Indiana. Saquon Hampton from Rutgers. So this Rutgers secondary, three seniors will be interesting to watch. Darnell Savage from Maryland rounds out the seniors. And then from the underclassmen ranks, Jordan Fuller from Ohio State, Stanley Green from Illinois, and then David Powell from Michigan State.
I love it. That'll do it for a Big Ten preview. We've got you set. There should be a bunch of good teams in the Big Ten. Again, clearly, it seems like a bunch of first-round picks will come out of the conference. Love it. Next week, we will be all over the Pac-12. Remember, we've got all kinds of awesome shows for you these days over at RossTucker.com or wherever it is that you check out podcasts. We'll have an early edition of the Even Money podcast with Steve Fezzik. For those of you that are dipping your toes into sports betting now that's becoming legalized a bunch of places. We'll also have the Fantasy Feast, not just one, but two parts of the Fantasy Feast, including Matthew Berry from ESPN on one episode. We'll get the Packers running backs. We'll be on another episode as well. We will also be previewing the Pac-12 conference next week right here on the College Draft Podcast. He's Fran Duffy at FDuffy3. Follow him there for all of his stuff like the Eagle Eye and the Sky Podcast. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. Other than that, the keg is kicked. We're all tapped out.
Thanks for enjoying your Frosty One while listening to the College Draft.
Chug, 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 chug.
Make sure you're also subscribing to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and Even Money Podcasts, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.